The Mishnah on the bottom of Chavav and Beis had made some distinctions between a carbon of a yachid and a carbon of a tzibur, but at the end had said that hefshetan v'nituchan shaleilu ve'elu shavin. The hefshet v'nituch, the skinning and the dismembering of the animal of both a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur, is allowed to be done by a non-kohen. A zar is allowed to do it. So pretty much the entire Amud Aleph was dedicated to trying to find how we know that. How do we know that a zar is allowed to do hefshet v'nituch? Amar Chizkia minayin lehefshet v'nituch sheshav v'bizar. So the Gemara has three suggestions. First suggestion is the pasuk says v'nasnu b'nei Aaron hakohen eish al mizbeach. So we darshin the b'nei Aaron hakohen need to put a fire on the mizbeach, but something else they don't need to do hefshet v'nituch. That they don't need to do. The Gemara says that can't be the source because we need that pasuk just to teach me that the b'nei Aaron hakohen are the ones that have to put the fire on the mizbeach. So that's not the source. So the Gemara says elamehacha va'orchu b'nei Aaron hakohen besanasachem besarosh vesapader. So we see that from Kabbalah ve'elach, from Kabbalah and on, is we already know that Kohanim have to do everything from Kabbalah and on. Why do you have to tell me that they have to arrange all of the parts of the karban on the mizbeach? That's after Kabbalah. Of course they have to do that. So it must be coming to teach me that this avodah has to be done by Aaron Ubanav, but Hefshet V'nituach doesn't have to be done by Aaron Ubanav. Not exactly clear how the Gemara rejects that. At the end it says maybe that's also the Gufei, but not exactly clear what that means. But the Gemara suggests a third explanation, a third possible source. Pasuk says V'hikter HaKohen Es HaKol. So when it says V'hikter HaKohen Es HaKol, the Kohen does everything, so it must be coming to teach me, as opposed to Hefshet V'nituach, that a Kohen Gadol does not do, that a Kohen, rather, does not do. Once it mentions that drasha, it tells us other drashas that we learn from other phrases in the pasuk. V'hikrav HaKohen Es HaKol HaMizbecha refers to carrying the Evarim to the ramp. Halachas Evarim requires kahuna, but the Gemara says to carry the Eitzim does not require a Kohen, but Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, the arranging of the two blocks of wood, does require a Kohen. And then the Gemara tells us what the drasha is that we know, that you need six Kohanim to be involved in carrying the limbs of the animal, of the Karban Tamid, to the ramp. How do we know that has to be six Kohanim? It gives us a drasha. On Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us a chiddush that zar shasider es hamarach achayiv. If a non-kohen arranges the wood on the mizbeach, so he's chayiv. That's something that only a kohen is allowed to do. How does he correct it? If he already arranged the wood and they didn't light the fire, he should undo it and then let a kohen redo it, and that way they could correct the problem. But the Gemara says, why should that be so terrible for a zar to do? It's an avodah that's even kasher b'layla, so it's not a real legitimate avodah anyway. So any avodah that's done b'layla, a zar should be chayv misa for it. So the Gemara says, yeah, we do have such a thing. Evarim upadarim is also burning the limbs of the animal, is also an avodah s'layla, and a zar is chayv misa for. Truma sedeshin is also an avodah s'layla, and a zar is chayv misa. So the Gemara says, no, those aren't really avodah s'layla. Evarim upadarim is the sof avodah d'yamama. Truma sedeshin is the tchilas avodah. The imam, it's the beginning of the avodas of the day. It's not really a separate avoda. So the Gemara says, you're right. A zar that's mesadeh the maracha is not chayiv, because it's a nighttime avoda. It's not a real avoda. What we mean to say is that a zar shesider shnei gzirei eitzim, the zar who brings the two blocks of wood that go along with the carbon tamid, that's a daytime avoda. That a zar is going to be chayiv for, because that's a daytime avoda. Then toward the end of the daf, the Gemara says, goes through which types of avoda require pious, require going through the lottery system. So the Gemara says that avodas yom require pious, but avodas laila don't require pious. Yevarim upadarim require pious, because it's still considered an avodas yom. It's the sof avoda of the yom. Trumas Hadeshin requires pious. That seems to be an avodas laila. The Gemara says, no, they only require pious by Trumas Hadeshin because people are killing each other. So they need to stop people from being violent with each other. That's why it requires pious. But typically, it would only be avodas yom that requires pious. Shchita does not. The Gemara points out a zar is not chayiv misa. So for doing shchita, a zar is allowed to do shchita. Shchita is kshera bizar. So why does shchita require a pious? So the Gemara says because it's tchilas avoda. It's the way we start the whole avoda of the carbon. So that's why it requires a pious, even though it's something that's not even such an avoda, because a zar is permitted to do it. Okay.